Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome in all across the USA. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman. This is Drop Your Energy Bill, and we're always open. We've never closed, actually. Info at Drop Your Energy Bill. Info at Drop Your Energy Bill. As you know, I've been telling you, involved in this industry for over 40 years, and I've been telling you for many, many years how important energy is. This audience is, without a doubt, the most informed, most aware, most educated audience when it comes to energy and energy efficiency. So now it's time for us to take this to another level, to understand where we are with energy and where we're going, because history is always the greatest dictator, I suppose, or indicator would be a better word, of where we're headed. So today I have a fantastic guest, Steve Santangelo. He's an independent researcher, and he studies energy return on investment. Now, you've heard me talk about this before, but we're going to get into this in a big way today. How it impacts the economy, the financial system, the mining industry, precious metals. And so Steve learned these things as he started researching years ago the cost of mining precious metals, gold, silver. Everybody knows what that is, real money, right? So I want to welcome Steve Santangelo to our show today and introduce you to our audience all across America and to the world. Welcome in, Steve.
Well, thank you, Rodney, and I'm glad to be here because today what we're going to try to do is make energy exciting to your listeners because, you know, energy is kind of boring, really. You start talking about energy and people's eyes glaze over. It's kind of like air. You know, it's all this air around you, and you breathe it in, you take it for granted. But if you were 50
yes.
feet underwater
yes. Yes.
or if you had a bag on your head, you would learn very quick that air is not boring. It's very important. And so this
right.
is the same thing with energy, Rodney. We have just forgotten how important energy is. And unfortunately, I think we're now facing big problems with energy. And so that's the reason why I focus on energy now. I didn't focus on energy years ago, but I've realized it's the number one factor that drives the economy. And I believe this is important, very important.
Well, it is the only thing that the economy is based on now, is it not?
Yeah, and I think because the economy is so complex now, there's so many levels, and we're starting to see that now with this global contagion that the supply chains have been breaking down. And so it's so complex, we've been taking it for granted. But energy is the leading driver of the economy. It's not finance. Unfortunately, most focus today is on finance. But the increase in the global oil production, it parallels the growth of the world GDP. And this is not an opinion. This is a fact. And so if we don't have oil production growth, we don't have economic activity growth or GDP. And so when you understand that, then everything, you know, basically economics 101 gets thrown out the window because if you don't have oil production growth, then the economy can't grow. And we're seeing that right now. According to the estimates, Rodney, about 20-25% of oil demand was taken offline. And now we're starting to see that the Fed is going to say that U.S. GDP in the second quarter may drop 35-40%. So this is a very important issue that most people still do not understand.
Well, Steve Santangelo, I can tell you that I admire and respect the work that you're doing because you really are on the cutting edge. This audience knows and understands, as I've explained to them for many years, that energy is now, since 71, we went on this thing called the petrodollar. So the dollar, the economy, is now backed based on energy, admittedly. Now, it has been, because it's always been throughout man's history the basis for everything. I want you to dive into that a little bit. But since 71, this petrodollar came along, backed by petroleum product.
That's true, and there's no coincidence that the U.S. peaked in conventional oil production in 1970, about 10 million barrels a day. And then in 1971, Nixon dropped the gold dollar peg. there's really no coincidence that that happened. And
right.
so we've been on this petrodollar, so we've been importing. We started to import a lot of oil because we have to remember the U.S. back in World War II was the Saudi Arabia of the world. We were exporting all this oil to the Allies. So the Middle East didn't really start coming up in the market until the late 40s and 50s when the huge oil reserves were found. And so U.S. was the big dog, in the 30s and 40s. And so now when we peaked, it was very problematic for the U.S. economy. And so that's the reason why we've been on this petrodollar, this fiat money backed by energy. And now that's becoming under a lot of pressure because we're starting to see a peak in this oil production as well as demand. And that's going to cause a lot of trouble going forward.
Yeah, big trouble, I think, because not only do we have that, but now there's this push and this move. And I've talked with our listeners for years about this idea of solar. And look, I got in the solar business in 1981, as our listeners know. I've been involved in the sustainable, renewable, if you want to call it that. I just call it common sense saving energy. I mean, I was involved in many of these things through the years, but the bottom line is saving energy saves money. So going forward, if we don't have energy, and now all these grandiose plans and ideas of, oh, well, we're going to go to solar, and that's going to, and we're going to do wind, and that's going to, and we're going to do all these other things, and that's going to, that's just not true, is it? I mean, we're in big trouble when it comes to energy, aren't we, Steve?
Yes, we are, and that's a subject for a whole. That's a subject for an entire show. But it all comes down to the energy return on investment. We'll get into that more in the show. But the problem is with the renewables. They call it renewables. Well, wind is renewable. It will continue to blow, and the sun will continue to shine. So those are renewable. But
yes.
The technology and the power plants to acquire that energy from wind and solar is not renewable. And unfortunately, you need a lot of oil, natural gas, and coal to make those products.
Steve Santangelo, my phenomenal guest, back after these and messages and another notch.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year every year. The gift that gives back. Savings every day. Drop your energybill.com 877-224-1447 now.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now. CraneRV.com, number one in sales. CraneRV.com, number one in service. CraneRV.com, number one for you. CraneRV.com, 501-438-0579. CraneRV.com. Ready to learn a new language? Proven powerful and effective since 2004, changing the way you speak. Details now at dropyourenergybill.com or 877-224-1447.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net zero ready home packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today. Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finest handmade, certified organic mattress, bedding, pillows, and more. Luxury, comfort, quality, American made. All at dropyourenergybill.com or 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
You're probably listening to this radio program because you want to drop your energy bills. And now there's a great new resource to help slam the door on ever-rising energy costs. DropYourEnergyBill.com is America's free source for business and home energy savings.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Welcome back in America. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman. Thank you for being with us today on this edition of Drop Your Energy Bill. Remember, it's spring pollen season and you need a Fresco. Pollen, dust, mold spores, everything floating in the atmosphere that you breathe, you can knock that out of the air, literally knock it out of the air with the negative ions generated from the Fresco Air Purifier. The Fresco Air Purifier is two machines in one. It utilizes technologies created by nature. Negative ions come from lightning, waterfalls, walking down the beach, the waves hitting those negative ions, grab the things that float in the atmosphere and make them heavy, falling out of the air, just like after a fresh spring rain. You can get that 24/7 in your home, office, boat, camper, RV, anywhere. The unit's portable, and right now, take advantage of that spring sale and help you help others. You'll be glad you did. Back to my guest, Steve St. Angelo. And Steve, we're in big trouble when it comes to energy, and we are on an energy cliff. Get into it.
Yeah, Ronnie, even before this global contagion hit, we were facing these energy issues. I call it a predicament. There isn't, a predicament, there's no solution. We tend to look for solutions. If there's a problem, there's a solution. Well, unfortunately, this problem with energy, the situation with energy is a predicament. And so we started to see this problem in 2008. There's no coincidence that the oil price shot up to the 140 range back in 2008, and that was due to the peaking of conventional oil, and that is the cheaper, easier to get oil. And then the price collapsed, and the market, we had a financial collapse too, in the banking system and the housing market. And then it recovered, and then we brought on a lot of this expensive shale oil and tar sands, oil sands, which is unconventional. And so that's the second peak. And unfortunately, this unconventional is so expensive, you need a very high oil price. And we did that in 2011, 12, 13, it was $100. But now the oil price has been too low to sustain it. And so now, due to this falling energy return on investment, the U.S. and the world economy is heading towards what I call this energy cliff. And if some people do not believe in peak oil, well, you can't manipulate this energy return on investment. And so what this is going to impact, it's going to impact the value of the global economy. It's going to actually shrink the global economy, and it's going to impact negatively most financial assets, most stocks, bonds, and real estate. And I don't believe a lot of people understand that. And so this is how I look at the market. It's, you always look at the energy first and how it's going to impact the markets going forward.
I consider your work to be cutting edge and unique in the sense that you're one of the few people like myself who understand how connected energy is to everything. Energy is behind it all. When we look at our current situation that's going on right now in the last 90 days in our country, there's all kinds of finger pointing, there's all kinds of this and that, but really the underlying part of this is related to energy and the fact that you mentioned shale oil, sands oil. These products coming out of the ground actually cost more than the companies can sell it for. It costs more for them to produce it, transport it, deliver it, take it to market than it's actually being sold for. So therefore, they have to borrow money against an asset that really doesn't exist, creating more of a bubble in energy, creating more of a bubble in the overall economy, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Unfortunately, the U.S. shale oil industry really hasn't made money. And so what it's done is it's racked up a lot of debt. And a lot of that debt, unfortunately, is on pension plans and insurance companies and the different places that they're holding that debt. And I don't think a lot of that debt's going to be repaid. And so it wasn't really profitable. It still is. It's now a big loser, especially at $20 a barrel. And this can't continue. And the thing is, even though there's this idea that the U.S. government may bail out the shale oil industry, that's false.
Wait a minute. The taxpayer, you mean?
Yeah, the taxpayer.
Us. That's U.S. right. Means you and I.
you're right. So the issue is, the problem isn't bailing out these companies. The problem remains that these companies have already gone through most of their drilling acreage. I've looked at the data in the Bakken, in Eagle Ford, and in Niobrara, which is in Colorado. They've already gone through about 85-90% of the good drilling acreage. There's just not that much left. So we are going to peak with the shale oil production sooner or later. It's just happening sooner now. And so this is very bad news for the U.S. because the U.S. has been pushing this energy independent notion, and we were for a very brief period of time, but it's cost us an arm and a leg to do it.
So really, we've sold the future to create the present.
Yes, and I think people don't realize, as I mentioned, Rodney, in the beginning of the show, GDP growth is dependent on oil production growth. Well, if you look at the world over the last 10 years, let's say from 2008 to 2018 or 19, the U.S. shale oil industry has accounted for about 75% of global oil production growth, not Saudi Arabia, not Russia, the U.S. And then Canada was up, if you put Canada with the U.S., it's about 80-85% from the oil sands. So when we understand that the global economy has been growing over the last 10 years, it's mostly due to this very expensive, unsustainable shale oil. And I think now that we're starting to see this unravel, here's one more fact I want to give you. The global oil fields in the world, the large ones, they deplete about 4-5% a year. The U.S. shale industry's oil depletes 50% per year. So they have to replace so much of that oil with thousands of wells, it's unsustainable. And now we've finally reached that point.
Steve Santangelo, SRS, Rocco Report, my special guest here today. Phenomenal researcher, incredible information. You've got to go check it out. SRS, Rocco Report, Steve Santangelo. Please continue.
Yes, and so if we understand that the energy is becoming problematic, and we have to realize that the U.S. economy is, or the global economy, is nothing more than trading energy. And again, this is the boring part of energy. No one likes to talk about it. But, you know, if we buy a lot of goods and products, correct?
Oh, yes. Consumer, 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 cradle to grave. That's what they like, right?
you're exactly right. And so if we purchase, let's say, a tennis shoe, a pair of pants, an appliance, an automobile, or even a home, whatever, that's what the consumer or American sees. But really,
yes,
what that is all the energy that was consumed, whether it was like energy as in raw energy or whether it was human labor, all the energy that was consumed and burned throughout the entire supply chain to get that product to the end user. It basically, the value of those goods are based upon all the energy in all forms and stages. So even though you see a product, it's really the energy. And so we forget that, Rodney. And I think I'm trying to get people to realize that, you know, you get up in the morning, you take a shower, you burn energy. You make breakfast, you're using energy. You get in your car, you have to have gasoline in that car to get to work. And so we just take all that for granted. And it's important that people understand what's happening with energy, because the future does not look good.
Well, and when you mention those things, again, we take it for granted because we think that, okay, here's the vehicle. Think about the amount of energy necessary to manufacture that. Let's go all the way back to where your research began, in the mining sector. Well, to build a car, even today, still with all the plastics, i.e. petroleum, i.e. oil, right? We still have a certain level of steel and aluminum and other components, silver. Every car out there, people don't realize every new car today has a certain amount of silver in it because of the electronics necessary to make that car work. So all the mining, all the energy required to mine, smelt, melt, transport, remake, product, manufacture, all the subsets that are connected to it literally are just thousands and thousands and thousands of things. Steve Santangelo, incredible info. We'll be back after these words. Go get your friends, neighbors, and relatives. Get on Drop Your Energy Bill Live right now and get this show out there. People need to hear this. They need to understand it. And more importantly, they need to take action. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman, and be right back.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Finest handmade, certified organic mattress, bedding, pillows, and more. Luxury, comfort, quality, American made. All at dropyourenergybill.com or 877-224-1447.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
CraneRV.com, number one in sales. CraneRV.com, number one in service. CraneRV.com, number one for you. CraneRV.com, 501-438-0579. CraneRV.com.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Ready to learn a new language? Proven powerful and effective since 2004, changing the way you speak. Details now at dropyourenergybill.com or 877-224-1447.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com. Remember walking down the beach? Fresh, clean air. Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Welcome in. Welcome in. All across the USA, we are here today dropping your energy bill. It's what it's about. We better drop some energy bills because we're running out of energy. Steve Santangelo, my phenomenal guest, we are talking about the trouble we're in with energy and the energy return on investment and how energy is tied. You know, this is becoming more and more like the classic Greek play symbolism of mask. On one side we have comedy, on the other side we have tragedy, and in the middle we have the audience. And people are just sitting around thinking, well, it's laughable, but it's sad at the same time because it is reality, not just the energy situation, but they don't realize how it undercurrents everything, do they, Steve?
No, I think this is the issue. This is the main problem in the world, that there's a lot of analysis and information that's superficial. It's like the onion. It's on the outside of the onion. But to really get to understanding the truth, you've got to dig deep into the inside. And unfortunately, most analysts don't look at energy. And so what is the most basic equation for life, really, is the energy returned on energy investment. It's the EROI. And, Rodney, it doesn't matter if it's a singular organism, if it's an insect, an animal, human, even a company, corporation, or empire. They all survive or die on the energy return on investment. You have to have enough surplus energy. And that's like for a human, it's food. You have to have enough food to supply yourself, so what you burn. And you need to have that surplus. Well, it's the same thing for a business, and it's the same thing for an empire. And empires that don't have enough energy, then the empire starts to collapse. And it's really that simple. So it's important that people understand that this basic, even though it may sound boring, it is guiding the life of everything, or basically the survivable or the perishing of people or of empires and economies. That's what it comes down to.
Well, you know, for years, people have been talking about, and all these folks are coming out, these, well, let's just call them individuals. They're calling out mandating and decrying net zero by 2030, net zero by 2050. I mean, is this not the epitome of the Greek play? I mean, laughable on one side, tragic on the other, because they're so ill-informed, misinformed, and always, obviously, wanting to spend others' money to achieve what is in reality an unachievable goal.
Well, you know, if we look at the energy return on investment and understand some of the simple numbers, and I'll make these simple. If you and I went out in a garden and used hand tools, the energy return on investment is 5 to 1. And so that's gone back for thousands of years. If we are just simple farmers using hand tools, no animals now, just humans using farm tools, then we can produce an energy return on investment of 5 to 1. Now, the problem is, Rodney, the modern agricultural planting, growing, harvesting, processing, and then distribution of food in the United States has an energy return on investment of 1 to 10. It's a huge net energy loser. We're basically burning 10 calories of energy to acquire 1 calorie of food on the dinner plate. And that's not efficient. That's the wrong way. But that works because we have this high energy return on investment from oil. And unfortunately, people don't understand that we were blessed with that early on, but we've lost that now.
So some of the folks out there are proclaiming that we can use artificial intelligence to increase this energy return on investment and hopefully pull that back. Is that, you think, possible? Because doesn't AI also require incredible amounts of energy?
Yeah, I think, let me just start off, I'll answer that question and give this analysis. In the 1930s, the U.S. oil and gas industry was producing 100 barrels of oil for the energy cost of 1. So we have an energy return on investment of 100 to 1. And then by 1970s, it fell to 30 to 1. And now shale oil is about 5 to 1. And then tar sands, oil sands, is less, it's 4 to 1. And then oil shale, which they say there's a trillion barrels in Colorado and Utah, that's less than 2 to 1. And so we extracted the easy, high-value energy stuff first. Now we're trying to get the scraps now. And the issue is all this technology like AI, it not only does it consume a lot of energy, it needs a lot of energy just to maintain the infrastructure to provide all this technology for AI. And so here's the simple thing. The more technology you throw at something, the lower you reduce the energy return on investment. And so that's the wrong thing to do. Technology isn't solving the problem. It's making it worse, Rodney.
Well, our listeners know, and I've explained to them in the past, that when we talk about cloud, we talk about AI, we talk about, well, it's somewhere. Actually, these are massive buildings full of computing power to create this AI that use incredible amounts of energy because they have to be kept cool and all the building has to be maintained. And so you're 100% right. The reality is that the numbers don't add up, do they?
No, they don't. And so when one of the leading researchers, he's now retired, Charles Hall, on the energy return on investment. As a matter of fact, he's the one that coined the term energy return on investment. There's mm-hmm. been other researchers that have been working with him and continue to work with him. But the rule of thumb is our modern society needs at least 10 to 12 energy return on investment to run everything from oil. That's what we need to run everything. Well, if we're using a lot of shale oil, which is 5 to 1, to oil sands, which is like 4 to 1, well, they're not paying the bill. And that's why we're seeing so much debt now. in the
quote,
debt being,
quote, stimulus, right? Stimulus, yeah. Now. It's not debt anymore. It's stimulus, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. So it's the stimulus. It's the liquidity. All this is being used to offset the falling energy return on investment.
Incredible, incredible. Then, listeners, you need to be sharing this, liking it with your social media network, which, by the way, does use energy. And that's that AI we're talking about off in the big building. So underpinning this economy, we're talking stocks, bonds, financial assets, even real estate, all these things really are underpinned with energy. So not just the U.S. economy, but the global economy. And we hear more and more people talking about energy related to the global economy and GDP, gross domestic product, what our country produces. Now these folks are wanting to tie it together with the world. So when we talk about energy return on investment and we move over into that wonderful, euphoric Eden of green energy, there really is no energy alternatives, nor will there be in a practical, true energy return on investment for oil and fossil fuels. So what do we do, Steve?
That's a good question. And before I answer that, it's important that we look at the numbers. That's why I say you have to go by the facts. And, and let me just give you this one number from ExxonMobil. The ExxonMobil is a descendant from Rockefeller Standard Oil. But basically, it's 150 years old. And ExxonMobil, and if we look before and after shale, I'll give you the numbers. Their U.S. oil and gas wells, they were earning in 2004 about $33 a barrel. That's what they were earning. And what they spent invested on these oil and gas wells that year was about $13 a barrel. Now let's go to the first quarter of this year. The first quarter of this year, and this is why I chose 2004, the oil price in 2004 was 41. This year, in 2020, it was almost 43. It was a little higher. Mm-hmm, now, what happened? Actually, ExxonMobil was producing more oil in the first quarter of this year, but their upstream earnings in their oil and gas wells in the United States was a negative $11 a barrel. They lost money.
Wow.
And here's what's fascinating. Their capital expenditures on these wells was $44 a barrel compared to $13 in 2004. So the falling energy return on investment is showing they're spending a lot of capital to produce these shale wells, and they're not making the money at the same oil price, just back in 2004. So, and the issue is you need oil, natural gas, and coal to produce all the products, like renewable wind and solar or whatever, geothermal. If you don't have the fossil fuels, you can't make those products. And so going forward, if we're going to have problems with fossil fuels, and we are, they're going to get even worse, then the idea of switching over to this renewable kind of new high-tech world like the Jetsons, that's not going to happen.
You know, 150 years ago, and I kind of kid with our audience, everything was net zero 150 years ago before we had oil. We had a net zero economy, right? Everything, we were at the beginning of the greatest explosion in the history of the world as far as a country and a people. And then oil came along. And so since then, we've had this roller coaster. And right now, you know, when the roller coaster starts slowly up that biggest part, that steepest part, and then on the other side, there's this inevitable drop. And we're getting ready to go faster and faster and faster to the bottom. This is why it's so important for people to realize dropping your energy bill, i.e. your consumption, is one of the only common sense things that you can do. Costs you really no money to do it. Dropping your energy bill short term is the only practical common sense thing you can do, because when you look at this, I mean, how many of us can go out and drill our own oil or gas well, or how many of us can build our own generation? A lot of people say, well, and I get this a lot, Steve, I get people saying, oh, I want to do off-grid, I want to get solar, I said, that's fine. Do you understand there's maintenance, upkeep? Do you understand the initial upfront cost? Do you understand you have to have batteries? So dig into the IE battery thing when it comes to energy, the most precious battery we know of.
Yes, and this is what's interesting. As I mentioned in the beginning of the talk here, that I first got into precious metals because I knew we were going to have trouble with the financial system. There's just too much debt. And then when I found out about what it cost to produce gold and silver, as well as other things, you know, copper and other metals, it was very expensive, and it's continued to get worse. It's just more expensive now to produce these things. And so when you understand that it takes energy, without energy, you don't have these precious metals. You don't have anything. And right now, I looked at the data from the Federal Reserve that the U.S. financial assets, if it's $92 trillion, and this was as of 2019, about $57 trillion are in stocks, mutual funds, and pension plans. Well, you see, to me, that's kind of a Ponzi scheme, because it's all based on burning energy, creating economic activity that gives those things value. And if the energy starts to fall, it's like a Ponzi scheme when there's no investors. No new investors, worse, investors start selling out. That's when you start, the Ponzi scheme starts to fall apart. And so now I see a lot of these financial assets, even real estate, are going to be in big trouble. The reason why gold and silver, they're stores of energy value. It took a lot of energy to make that gold and silver coin. It's kind of locked in there. It doesn't store energy, Rodney, but it's a battery of energy equivalent value, and it has been for thousands of years. Nothing has changed. Unfortunately, the world has got amnesia, and they've been funneled into all these financial assets, all these different stocks, bonds, and real estate, because a bond is an IOU, and it takes energy to create economic activity to pay that bond off, and no one really seems to understand that. It's fine when oil production continues to increase, then the prices go up. It's like a Ponzi scheme. You keep getting more and more investors. You need more and more oil production growth to keep it going. Unfortunately, we just had a huge slam to the system, and it fell 25% of oil demand. And I don't see a lot of that coming back online. So now people have to wake up and understand that the system that was before 2009, 2020 is no longer going to be the same going forward.
So when you talk about the new normal, people don't really need to think about that in terms of what they're hearing from the traditional media. Our listeners need to realize the new normal needs to be energy related, and how we can now build a store of value of energy, i.e., you can call it a battery, but it's a store of that energy that is produced in something that will be valuable forevermore.
Yes, because if you and I own a gold and silver coin, it took a lot of energy to produce that. Most of the value of that gold coin or silver coin was all the energy, just like all the products we talked about. And so now, when somebody else if you want to trade with that gold coin, someone has to do labor, or they have to provide a service or a good that equals a value. You now have got that energy value saved in that coin. The financial stock is based on earnings. You need to continue burning energy to have earnings to keep that stock price elevated. And so the stock prices and values of financial assets are so high, you can't burn enough energy to pay them off in a year. That's why it's a Ponzi.
Well, I think the annual reports you referenced from the 150-year-old oil company should be evidence enough for anyone to at least move their attention span over and start analyzing that when we talk about earnings. I mean, stockholders are expecting return on investment. If companies are losing money, they have no shareholders saying, hey, I'll buy some shares, or they might for a while, but then they have to go to the lender, the bank, and borrow money to be able to operate against future potential. And so now it's even leveraged more. Incredible. Incredible. Steve Santangelo, SRS Rocco Report. SRS Rocco Report. You got to go there. You got to get to know Steve Santangelo. He is an amazing, amazing resource. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman, and I'll be back with Steve right after these important words.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
You're probably listening to this radio program because you want to drop your energy bills. And now there's a great new resource to help slam the door on ever-rising energy costs. DropYourEnergyBill.com is America's free source for business and home energy savings.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
You're probably listening to this radio program because you want to drop your energy bills. And now there's a great new resource to help slam the door on ever-rising energy costs. DropYourEnergyBill.com is America's free source for business and home energy savings.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
CraneRV.com, number one in sales. CraneRV.com, number one in service. CraneRV.com, number one for you. CraneRV.com, 501-438-0579. CraneRV.com.
Ready to learn a new language? Proven powerful and effective since 2004, changing the way you speak. Details now at DropYourEnergyBill.com or 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
You're probably listening to this radio program because you want to drop your energy bills. And now there's a great new resource to help slam the door on ever-rising energy costs. DropYourEnergyBill.com is America's free source for business and home energy savings.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody. My special guest today, Steve St. Angelo. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman. And we're talking energy, as we do each and every week here. But we're doing it in a bit of a different way because I wanted you to understand and get Steve's incredible research and get an opening into his mind, because this man has designed and created a perspective that's so important to really understand the undercurrent, to wake up and realize what's really going on with the economy, what's really going on the political landscape, because it's all affected by energy, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, and I appreciate you allowing me to be on the show because, you know, over the last several weeks, months, we've had some real volatile markets. So I've been watching, you know, on CNBC, and it's interesting. There was this one analyst that said, you know, he didn't care about energy. He thinks energy is a big loser, and people shouldn't invest in energy. And he says, because, you know, energy is only 2% of the S&P 500. Well, without the energy, there is no S&P 500. And so this is the typical response from a financial analyst who has no clue about energy. And I see this everywhere I go. And unfortunately, a lot of people who are precious metal analysts, they don't understand energy either. And so it's amazing, Rodney, that very few people understand the most important factor that drives their life and economy. And I'm glad that we're kind of talking about this just to kind of educate people what the future holds.
Well, I want to get you back in the future. We really have several issues we can do entire shows on, one related to renewables, one related to store of energy equivalent, which is gold and silver, and how that really works, the mining cost. And I'd like to also have our listeners go ahead and go over to Drop Your Energy Bill. You and I are going to continue in a more laid-back fashion this conversation on a podcast that they can hear over there at Drop Your Energy Bill right after we're off the air here. But I do want to get you back. Give all your contact information for our listeners. They need to follow your work. It's important.
Yeah, thank you, Ronnie. If you go to srsrockoreport.com, I put out between 2 to 3 articles a week about the precious metals, about the mining industry, about energy and the economy. And energy, again, is interwoven in everything. And then also I have the SRS Rock Report YouTube channel where I put out three or four videos a month. There's a lot of research and charts. I try to make it as easy to understand as possible. And so I make these very colorful charts to explain these complex concepts to people. So the light bulb, I want the light bulbs to go off. So people do need to start saving energy.
Waking up. Steve St. Angelo, SRS Rocco Report. You need to get this into your mind and understand it. Thank you for joining us. Get over to Drop Your Energy Bill. Check out the podcast. Steve and I are going to continue there, and I'm going to get Steve back on in the real near future so we can continue this interesting information. Thank you so much, and enjoy your day.